Well, we have talked at length and at breadth about the various effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the sanctions against Russia, effect on commodities, on different industries. Let's talk about the effect on the space industry, because it is not insubstantial. Edison Yu is joining us now. He's a space technology analyst at Deutsche Bank and was just out with a note on this very subject. Edison, before we sort of ask about what's happening now, to take a step back and set the scene, what role does Russia play in the space industry?
Thank you for having me on. And it's actually quite a large role. And it's somewhat similar to energy, I would say. The Europeans in particular, the European space apparatus, is very dependent on Russian rockets and Russian rocket technology. If you look at, for example, OneWeb, which is a competitor of Starlink, all of their launches have occurred on Soyuz rockets. Soyuz is considered the workhorse rocket for basically most European launches. And if you just subtract that from the equation, they don't really have any viable alternatives for basically the next year, with the exception of SpaceX. And part of our analysis basically indicates that the biggest beneficiary of any sort of exclusion or sanctioning of rockets is SpaceX with the Falcon 9, and to a lesser extent, maybe the Falcon Heavy.
Edison, what does this turbulent time mean for those companies that have tried to launch space exploration businesses?
Yeah, so in terms of the impact on new space, there's not too much, I would say, immediate negative implications. The reason is because, in particular, the U.S. has already decoupled a lot from Russia. If you think about, 20, 30 years ago, there was this huge reliance on rocket engines. If you look at, for example, the Boeing-Lockheed joint venture, ULA, they were using rocket engines for a very long time until fairly recently when they fully phased out their dependence with the next generation of vehicles. So for the traditional space industry in the U.S., it's basically just kind of getting around phasing that out. For new space, it's basically been all homegrown and not very reliant. With the exception, I mean, there's a few little exceptions, but for example, like a Rocket Lab would not be impacted. Someone like an Axiom Space would be doing stuff with this, with space infrastructure that's not infected. Impacted. It's mainly the legacy, I would say, space apparatus, and also to obviously a greater extent, as I mentioned earlier, the European Space Agency.
Let's talk about the International Space Station too. I believe there are 7 astronauts up on the ISS right now, and this is a project that is a cooperative one between the U.S. and Russia. Yeah. So, what happens to it? What happens to those folks who are up there?
Yeah, so this is an extremely complex topic. I think, there's people who have probably been discussing this for days on exactly what could occur. My base case is that you would not see, the Russians go up there and take a chunk of it and try to, do something with it. It's just too interconnected. It's just too much cooperation over the years that it would not make very logical sense just to walk away. Ultimately, the progress on it will go on, but the Russian involvement likely becomes less and less and less. And how that exactly manifests itself would be probably a series of fixes involving SpaceX, involving some of the other commercial partners. And My sense is that Russia would probably work closer with China on their new space station that they're putting up at the moment.
Many experts have said, Edison, that this situation has highlighted how far behind the U.S. is in space. Just given where things are, do you expect more spending from U.S. companies, from the U.S. government on space just to catch up with some rivals?
Yeah, so actually I would... I would actually take the other end of that. I don't think it's so much that the U.S. is necessarily behind. I mean, if you look at the U.S. entire U.S. space industry, private, public, put together. It's I think generally well ahead of the latest, I would say, efforts coming out of Russia. It's just sort of, we're in this transition point, and in particular Europe, as I mentioned, similar to energy, where they're in the process of transitioning to next generation technology, just like the industry is transitioning to sustainable energy, but there's this gap. And the Russian rockets are sort of filling in this gap. If you don't have this entity to fill it in, there's going to be some disruption. So I think in particular, if you look at SpaceX, you look at Rocket Lab, these companies, they're already farther ahead on rocket technology. You can look at SpaceX targeting 52 launches this year. Rocket Lab launched within 3 weeks of each other on a few of its Electron rockets. The entire apparatus is certainly moving ahead and very quickly. It's just the stopgap impact can be very material because of this transition that we're in.
Edison, finally, I want to ask, the companies that you talk about, are they good investments for investors right now? I mean, obviously people can't buy SpaceX directly, but what about the publicly traded companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So our top pick continues to be Rocket Lab. I think the important thing to keep in mind is in the near term, there's going to be a lot of volatility for geopolitical reasons. I'm sure everybody has seen. But if you look at the long-term implications to a company such as Rocket Lab from less dependence on Russian rockets, that gives them a much bigger opportunity to use their upcoming rocket, Neutron, to do a lot more missions sooner rather than later, preferably. So I think the long-term impact is actually quite positive for Rocket Lab, but the near term, there's going to be a lot of market dynamics. There's going to be a lot of questions raised about how fast we can make this transition. But the end game is that their rockets are going to fly more and be much more strategically important.
Really interesting stuff, Edison. Thank you so much. Space technology analyst at Deutsche Bank, Edison Yu, appreciate it.